Kia ora and welcome back to How to Use Burnt Breakfast. And well, it is time for our Tuesday tradition, and that is Book of the Week with Scorpio Books. We have Rebecca, and how are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's nice to see you again.
Likewise.
2 weeks in a row, aren't we? Lucky?
I know. And your jacket looks so warm,
oh,
I have to say.
So toasty, I know.
It is freezing out there, to be fair.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Very appropriate.
I was quite impressed this morning when I looked out and the lawn was white. I'm like, oh.
I was so weirded out by it. I was like, now? Weird time for it, but.
I don't know, September, even in October, we've had snow in the past. But actually, it wasn't snow, it was hail.
Yes.
It was frozen just, hail.
Yeah, I know. It's so disappointing. You're like, snow? Not really.
No.
Anyway, you have quite the collection of books with you today.
A little collection, which, yeah, I love doing this. And just a few fabulousnesses. Fabulousnesses?
That's my new word. Let's go with that today.
Yes, so the first one's called The Last White Man. It's by, I'm not sure how to say his name properly, so apologies, but it's Mohsen Hamid. Mm-hmm. He wrote Exit West. Two of his previous books have been shortlisted for the Booker Prize. So
yeah,
he's pretty,
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, anyway, it's called The Last White Man. It's the story of Anders, who wakes up one morning and is no longer white.
Right, okay.
His skin has turned dark and his reflection is a stranger to him.
Wow.
Yeah. And so soon reports of similar occurrences appear. Some see the transformations as an overturning of an established order.
Mm-hmm.
For others, a sense of profound loss wars with profound love. And then Anders' relationship with his girlfriend Una deepens and is given a chance for them to see each other anew. It's pretty amazing. He writes really well. And it makes you ask the question, what's it like to be in the skin of someone else?
Mm, mm.
And it's not like he wakes up and he's just changed his color and he looks at himself in the mirror. He doesn't recognize himself. Like
yeah,
he's completely different.
Of course,
and
right.
The texture of his hair, the texture of his skin. And even when he goes out, he has to go out to get milk and he's just so afraid when he goes out and he doesn't understand.
Wow.
And it's all of that aspect of it. It's quite a really interesting read.
I can imagine it's very thought provoking.
Quite good. Well, I like it anyway. This next one's called Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus.
This is a big book.
Yes, it is. Once a research chemist, Elizabeth Zott was a woman with flawless skin and an unmistakable demeanour of someone who was not average and never would be. It's 1961, and as life is unpredictable, she finds herself not only a single mother, but the reluctant star of America's most beloved cooking show, Supper at Six. Her unusual approach to cooking proves revolutionary, but not everyone is happy because Elizabeth Zott isn't just teaching women to cook, she's daring them to change the status quo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty fab. It starts off just amazingly. She's like right there, forthright, knows exactly what she wants, and no holes barred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am devastated to have finished it. Said Nigella Lawson.
Mm.
Now that's the kind of review you want on a book. I love that woman. She's amazing.
Oh, isn't she great?
This sounds really interesting, actually.
Yeah.
And I can already kind of, like, I get where it's going with it, you know?
Yeah.
Exciting.
Good fun. This one is called Life in the Shallows, the wetlands of Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Beautiful photo on the front.
Isn't it gorgeous? It's by Karen Denyer and Monica Peters. It's a highly illustrated and fascinating book revealing the wetlands of New Zealand. It explores the creation, diversity, vulnerability, and cultural value of swamps, fens, lakes, estuaries, and bogs. And it's a collaboration of traditional Māori knowledge, citizen science, and Western science, and there's info about wetlands to visit as well.
Oh, cool.
Each of the chapters are divided sort of by a scientist who's been studying particular things in particular areas.
Yeah.
And then they give really good details on how you can get to particular places and the walks involved in them and what you can find there. And there's some really fabulous stuff.
Oh, cool.
Isn't it fantastic?
Oh, and like, I certainly, me personally, over the last couple of years, I've learned so much about, like, how ecologically important wetlands are as well. What a cool book.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's sort of something you really want in your collection, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. God, you could. I'm just flicking through the pages, but like the amount you would learn from this, I can already tell. Oh, what a cool book. Oh, brilliant.
And then because it was a beautiful weekend and a lot of people probably got in their gardens, I just thought this one was quite a good one to talk about. It's called Homegrown Happiness, A Kiwi Guide to Living Off the Suburban Land.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, it's by, I think her name is pronounced Alien Lewis. E-L-I-E-N.
Yeah, Alien? Yeah, I've never seen that.
I haven't either, but anyway. Sorry, Alien, if you are listening to this. But Homegrown
Happiness.
We still like
your book.
Yeah. I think this book is very timely, spring arriving and all the gardeners and non-gardeners being inspired. This book will help you create the perfect garden. Alien, is an advocate for the low-maintenance, no-dig gardening method.
Oh, I like that.
It's great, eh? She leads us through a year in the vegetable garden, plus there are recipes for all the delicious vegetables you grow. It's really cool. It's really the no-dig aspect is the permaculture way, you just can continue to add more and more to the top of the soil and you don't dig, because, of course, soil is a living thing.
Yes,
and every time you dig something, you're just disarraying all those poor fungi and mycorrhizae and animals and insects and worms and everything else are just being displaced. It's like someone coming and demolishing your home with you inside it.
Great philosophy.
That just came out.
No,
I
like that. And I, of course, just jumped to the recipes because I love food.
And some of those recipes look pretty young, don't they?
Oh, this is beautifully put together.
Yeah.
It feels like it's your one-stop shop
for
everything gardening.
Yeah. And when you read it, it's very easy. It's a very easy read. It's not very particularly scientific. It is specific for New Zealand environment as well, which is great. She talks about all the different kinds of soil types that you might encounter and where you are, like if you're at the beach or if you're on a windy site or a slope and all that sort of stuff as well.
What a great book.
Yeah.
What a brilliant book.
And next in line is Persiana Every Day by Sabrina Gayor. Mm-hmm. So this is her second book. The first one, Persiana, was extremely successful and really...
Oh my God.
What did you open to?
Oh, marmalade prawns. Fuck. They look great.
There's more than 100 fuss-free recipes. Persian and Middle Eastern food has gained in popularity in New Zealand and is now easily recognisable and ingredients easy to source as well.
Yes, yeah.
Which is great. Sabrina wrote this book of recipes for people who are time poor but want simple, delicious and straightforward recipes.
Oh, this food looks so good. Oh my God.
And it was really interesting reading her introduction. She says that her last book, she was single, and they were just recipes that she had gleaned from, family and friends and growing up, etc. But since then, she has gained a husband and two stepchildren, and her time is all about, there is very little time in her life now. So that's what these recipes are. There are lots of things you have in your cupboard, really easy, put them together very fast. Everyone really loves them, and therefore just by yourself or with lots of people.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because just looking at some of these recipes, I'm like, I think I have most of this at home.
Yeah, and you could so easily make them.
This all looks so good.
Waxing lyrical there.
I love recipe books. They're my favourite of all the types. Yeah.
Oh, well, I might have to bring more of them for you then.
Oh,
we have the most amazing collection of recipe books.
Yeah, you do.
Really fantastic collection of recipe books and art books and gardening books. And
you're just great collections all around, really,
amazing.
Don't you?
Amazing. Oh, I know. What can I say?
Now, anyway, on to the children's books.
Yes, there's one small little... I had to bring this one. It's called The Baddies. It's a brand new book by Julia Donaldson and Axel Scheffler. The two of them just produce so many incredible books. So The Baddies is the story of a troll, a witch and a ghost who were all as bad as can be. And a mouse dares them to steal a blue hanky from a little girl, and each one is thwarted by her. They end up leaving to go live with an ogre, and the little girl gives her hanky to the mouse, and they're never seen again. The ogre probably eats them.
Right, okay.
It's just super. It's really good.
And, oh my God, this looks great. Yeah. Beautiful illustrations.
Aren't they great?
I'm getting where the wild things are a little bit from it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Axel cool. Scheffler writes, because he's, of course, illustrated most of her books.
Yeah, right.
And, it's a super, isn't it?
Oh, this is great. This is so pretty. Why can't adult books be like this? Honestly.
Well, I guess, Pigiana, that's
pretty. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I know what you mean, though. Like, you mean have some really fabulous illustrations in those fiction books.
Like, and it's, obviously our readers can't see it, but, like, it's a big book, and it's... Every corner of the page is just stunning illustrations. What a great collection today.
Thank you very much. Well, hopefully, I'll just quickly read out what we have there.
Yes, summarise them.
Yeah, The Baddies, Julia Donaldson and Axel Scheffler, Persiana Every Day by Sabrina Gayur, Homegrown Happiness by Alian Lewis, Life in the Shallows, Karen Denyer and Monica Peters, Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmos, and The Last White Man by Mohsen Hamid. That's the collection, hopefully.
I think that's a brilliant kind of splice of a whole lot of different books.
Yes, and hopefully it inspires a few people to come on in or get on the website or
ring
up or something and come and visit us. And don't forget to come to Telling Tales and visit me.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I'm at Telling Tales, which is the great children's bookshop.
Which is just like across the way.
Just
like,
across the courtyard. It's right there. Yeah.
For those who don't know where Scorpio Books is, would you please remind them?
It's in the BNZ Centre, 5 lanes opposite Ballantyne's, between Cashel and Hereford Street. Can't miss it. Fabulous atrium.
Yeah.
Some neat food in there as well.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Best barn me you can get.
Oh, I know. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Only for $8.90.
Oh, I know. It's a steal.
So, totally. Oh. Yeah. And if anyone wants to come in and actually say, I heard you on the radio, I'd really love to know because we never know how many people hear us.
No. I don't actually know how many people listen to the station.
No, or who listen to this particular, So are we going to give away the thing today?
Or? Yes, we are. I'll actually ask you the question that I posed to our listeners. It was... What was the best book they've read this year?
Oh.
What would yours be?
This year, the best book would be Skandar and the Unicorn Thief.
Oh, yeah. I think you mentioned that once, actually.
Yeah, that was pretty fantastic, actually.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give our listeners just a few more minutes to get in to win that Scorpio Books voucher. Our number is 021. RDU 985, which the RDU is 738, so it's 021 738 985. Your favorite book you've read this year, tell us that. Check your name in that text as well, and I shall draw a winner at the end of the show. Thank you so much for coming in.
Most welcome. See you next time.
Yes, of course. What are you up to today? Just
Back to work. Well, into work, yeah. Just, work.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Hopefully
no day's the same.
Lots of customers. The sun's out. Yippee. So,
there'll be plenty
of people coming out. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, again, thank you so much.
Welcome. See you. Thank you.